Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. Boston officials and homelessness advocates have a goal of eliminating chronic homelessness in the city by the end of next year. To say that's a monumental undertaking would be an understatement. Every night, about 1,500 people sleep in Boston's emergency homeless shelters. Many others sleep on the streets. About 30% are considered chronically homeless. The city is trying to tackle the problem one person at a time. WBUR's Lynn Joliker introduces us to a man who was recently housed through those efforts.
All right, so we have a unit. It is an elevated building.
Those are words Lenny Higginbottom has waited decades to hear.
That is yours, Ms. Higginbottom. Simple as that.
His own place to call home.
About to cry.
I am crying.
So meaningful, like he's getting housed, like this is so great. I can't wait to share this with the rest of the team.
Stephanie Brown is one of the advocates from Pine Street Inn, the homeless services agency, who encouraged Higginbottom to come to this so-called housing surge in June. The city has hosted 8 of the events since 2015 to match individuals who are homeless with housing resources. At this one, the Boston Housing Authority had 56 apartments set aside for people who had been chronically homeless. 52-year-old Higginbottom had been trying for the past year to find an apartment. He even had a Section 8 rental assistance voucher to present to private landlords.
And for whatever reasons, for things from his past, they just kept resurfacing. Landlords wouldn't rent to him because of his past criminal history. And, you know, he's really turned it around. Like, he's been doing all that he can to prove that, like, that's in the past. Like, I'm somebody different.
You just found out in there that you're getting an apartment.
Yes, I did. After 24 years of being homeless, finally came through.
24 years?
Yeah. In and out of jail, hanging out on the streets, having what I thought was fun, but all that time flies by. Then when you really knuckle down and just put in the butt work, you get to this point when you receive something like this, a blessing like this. It's pretty good. And I finally did it.
Welcome to your new home.
The week after receiving the good news, Lenny Higginbottom gets to see the apartment that's been held for him. It's in a BHA building in Roxbury.
It's beautiful. It's a lot of room.
378 square feet. That's a lot of personal space for someone who's used to living in crowded shelters and tiny prison cells. Higginbottom did several stints behind bars on drug charges. Here in the studio apartment, there are some surprises.
What? A bathtub you ain't seen either in 1,000 years.
So you like it?
Yes, sir.
Are you saying yes to the apartment?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to Amy Street, Mr. Higginbottom.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And here are your keys.
What's going through your mind, Lenny, having those keys in your hand?
Chills are going through me. It's a good feeling. If I would have gave up, I wouldn't be standing here now. If I would have listened to people or believed the people that are saying this couldn't happen with what's going on now, once again, I wouldn't be here now.
Higginbottom's experience with homelessness began when his second wife kicked him out, dropping him off at a homeless shelter. He had no place else to go and no money or job. He's the first to acknowledge his part in the way his life went. He admits he wasn't a good husband.
I was the headache. I was the idiot. I was the knucklehead.
He says he just didn't care much about anything at that point in his life. But it wasn't all his doing or in his control. He says he knew from a young age, after his father died when he was 6, that something wasn't right in his mind. He didn't know then that it was called mental illness. Higginbottom dropped out of school in 9th grade. He worked as a home health aide and on a hotel banquet staff. Around age 20, he got married for the first time. And he was writing and recording rap music as a member of the Boston group Rapmasters and DJ 3. You can hear him on this record. Higginbottom says the group got some radio play and even did a few shows at the Apollo Theater. But also around that time, he started smoking crack cocaine and became addicted. He knew the danger of drugs. His group even rapped about it.
This type's not out of the fine, the sort of positive boy.
When I listened to it today, we were visionaries because we explained about the drugs and what people were turning to. And suckers like that, I hate the most. They stab you right in your back. How people were turning back on you and try to be your friends and actually really tricking you.
Okay, number five.
It's move-in day, almost a quarter century after Higginbottom first became homeless.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, and your name is?
Leonard Higginbottom.
Leonard Higginbottom. Mm-hmm. Excellent. You are letter D.
His mental health is stable. He says he uses talk therapy, relaxation techniques, and psychiatric medication to control depression and bipolar disorder. Higginbottom also says his addiction is under control. He gets supplemental security income because of disc problems in his back, sciatica, and other physical conditions. Now he needs to get some things, like everything, to furnish an apartment.
It will be out in just a minute to help you go shopping.
He's with one of his case managers, Retha Watson. She's a housing placement specialist at Pine Street Inn. They're at a big warehouse in Acton run by the nonprofit Household Goods. It's like a home store full of donated items that are free for people in need.
You can sit down on it. I'm just looking.
Me too.
They pick out a small couch, mattress, box spring and bed frame, kitchen table and chairs, framed artwork, a television, linens, lamps, and kitchenware.
What about this one?
You either like it or you don't like it.
You like those or no?
Movers hired by Pine Street Inn haul all of the stuff to Higginbottom's new apartment the same afternoon. He immediately sets everything up and unpacks. Higginbottom has already been sleeping on the floor here for a week. Once he had the apartment, he didn't want to leave. He cleaned it, even scrubbed the floors on his hands and knees. Now he needs to do everything in his power to keep his home.
It's so true how, you know, the real work starts.
Yeah, now it can be,
you know,
flow a little bit more with more energy and more stabilized, and now really be more focused.
Retha Watson will be here for him, checking in by phone and in person a couple times a week.
When you say the real work starts now, what do you mean by that, Retha?
Whatever his needs are. If he needs help with budgeting, just like really getting adjusted. And to really know, like, he's not by himself. He has people that's willing to help him.
Higginbottom says he turns to a higher power for help, too. He's so grateful for getting to this point that he stops and thanks God before walking out the door.
Actually blessed the whole building
of his new home. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.
Bless all the staff, workers, and providers so they have the strength to get more of us off the streets and be blessed.